The opinions expressed in the following program are those of the producer and not necessarily those of WKTV Community Media.
Anything goes! Go!
Go!
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the show. You gotta be kidding me.
Wrong show, Larry.
Oh, is it the wrong show?
I know, you were just talking about the other show.
Okay.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, beside me is the beautiful, wonderful, gorgeous Carrie Bradstreet, the star of Anything Goes.
Are you just presuming that there are ladies and gentlemen watching the show?
Well, there's
just
three of them. I got it. The three people that watch this show, one's gotta be a woman, at least two guys.
Okay. Is that what you figure?
That's what I figured.
Okay.
So you hear the clapping in the background?
I do not. I hear boring.
Boring. Well, anyway, this is Anything Goes.
Right.
So that means anything goes.
We can say
anything we want to,
people,
do anything we want to.
I know people say, what's your show about? Oh, anything.
Anything.
Whatever's
what do you
on
talk
our
about?
Mind.
Anything.
Yeah, whatever's the latest topics, whatever's got Larry in a fit, and that's kind of what we talk about.
Well, I had my party that I invited you to, and you said you were coming but didn't show up.
I did not say I was coming. I said, I will see. I said, Mark doesn't ever come to those kinds
of
things.
And I said, well, you could come yourself, and you said, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that's right.
So I figured that, yeah, that's right.
But a bunch of strangers.
Yes.
No, but my schedule got changed. I ended up helping a friend for like 3 hours painting.
You help that friend all the time.
She needs it.
You do everything in the world for
she
her.
She needs it because she's very
You're like
very
her sick. Mother.
I am. She doesn't have one. So,
yeah. Well, that's
so
good.
So I ended up doing that, and then it was like 7 o'clock, and so I think I missed your party.
Well, let me say this. I'll advertise my upcoming this weekend.
Oh, you have another one?
No, I haven't had one yet. Oh. Not a party.
Oh,
it's
your
my
garage
sale. That doesn't mean I'm selling my garage. It's the things that's inside my garage.
And this is one
that
the whole neighborhood is having one that you
Well, you know, I'm trying to get in the neighborhood to do it. But I've got so much stuff.
That you equal a neighborhood.
Yeah, I sold my motorcycle.
You sold it or selling it?
Oh, I sold it. It's gone. It's bye-bye.
I guess.
Took me a week to get over that. I cried every night going to bed.
Yeah, that's tough.
Yeah, oh, I
giving miss, that up.
I miss that.
Although when I see motorcycles just flying down the highway, I'm just thinking, just imagine, you know, them
flying down the highway looking for adventure. Yeah, that's cool.
And it just scares me that it's going so fast
it's
and
badass.
There's nothing.
Nothing better in the world than riding that motorcycle with the wind hitting
and
you.
And then when they've got someone sitting behind them and all there are is just holding on, it's like.
Yeah.
You have more support in a roller coaster going up and down and stuff. And it's
women like to ride in the back of their motorcycles.
But you could still fall off. You could just go, and then
well,
be
a car
dead.
Could come by and smash into you and kill you and run over you and squash your nose.
I know. That's so dangerous. I'm so concerned about it. Because every year it seems like...
More people die on motorcycles?
Well, yeah. It's like they do that. Don't they go to Baldwin and have the blessing of the bikes or
go
some
there
kind
every
of thing?
We used to and go then, there every year.
And then they probably figure, three or four of us aren't going to make it this summer, you know? Because there's always somebody getting killed and you'll see them,
There's more people getting killed, but there's more cars than there are bikes.
I know, but it's like a group that kind of knows each other and stuff. And it's like... almost inevitable, you know. People can say, you know, may not get killed in a car accident or might over a 20-year time span, but 3 months of summer.
Motorcycle riding
is
completely different
than
it used to be. I mean, it used to be almost like everybody rode a bike was a hoodlum or whatever you want to call them. But
that
isn't the point. And people ride bikes; they enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
Even one of the churches have rides, and you can go. Mm-hmm. Join them and go for a ride. They're a lot of fun.
Right.
And during that time, usually...
You'll have a bunch of them, right? Yeah. I'll see that sometimes.
The ones you hate are those croc rockets that they take off and all they do is go fast. And, right.
Oh, nice.
And they get
they
get
do
a lot
wheelies.
Of wrecks.
I've seen them do that. I'm like, what are you doing? Is that legal on a road and highway to do that? I'm thinking...
It's reckless driving.
Yeah.
Nope, it is.
I think so. It's like, I don't want to see you spin out and...
Well, you can't
crash.
Say anything. I mean, you can't say anything to me that's going to make me not want to ride motorcycles because I love riding motorcycles. And when I sold my bike, I really had a lump in my throat.
What you should do is find a friend who has a motorcycle with a little sidecar. And you can just sit in there and have the wind blowing and going down the highway, but you're enjoying that like a dog out the window, but you're not having to actually be controlling the bike.
And so anyway, what I want to do is I want to buy a bike that's lighter. It isn't so heavy than the one I had, something like a 250.
Okay. Oh, so you still are legally can drive one. I thought maybe it's because of your health conditions that you weren't able to.
No,
it's just that it's too heavy.
Yeah.
Oh.
Flying, you can't.
I think Play School or Little Tykes makes a nice bike. It's really light. You can store it in your car, all those kind of
things. No, I don't want that kind of bike. No. I want a motorcycle. It's a 250. It's a good bike, probably a Kawasaki. And I can ride the trails. That's
okay.
What I want to do, is ride the trails.
Yeah, that's a little safer.
Yeah.
You just had to worry about
poison
ivy and a rabid raccoon or something.
Raccoon?
A rabid raccoon.
I think if I ran over a rabbit,
Speaking
I'd just kill the
of
rabbit.
This, I don't know if this is fact. I need to go home and Google it.
Okay.
Well, I was working in the yard at my brother's house.
Again.
And the neighbor startled me. And we heard there's like these squirrels up in a tree, and they're just really, really loud. You know how sometimes those squirrels are just making all this noise. And she goes, "Is that red squirrel?" And I'm looking. I said, "I don't know." She goes, "I've got this red squirrel, or there's two of them that come in my yard, and they bypass all our things to get to and chew up our stuff." But she said that red squirrels, she goes, "They're really mean." She said that when you've got two males in this area, like one of them might chew the balls off one of the other males to prevent him from procreating. And I'm like, what?
No.
That's such a thing that they would do that? So you'd bite the nuts off a squirrel? I don't know if that's true, but if it's true, it explains the neurotic dog.
Remember
that I
this, have. It's her that said this, not me.
Well, I thought, is that such a thing? But then I thought, that might explain the dog that, Lucy's dog that we've had, who's been just obsessed with his wee-wee ever since we've got him. But she said that his dad tried to eat him. So I'm thinking, I wonder if it was that his dad tried to eat his balls, and that's why he has all this anxiety, and why any kind of noise or whatever thing he'd check out to make sure he still had his wing.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Carrie Bradstreet, MD.
I know, but I'm thinking I said that might explain why he always has the anxiety, and it was like any kind of thing he's constantly, yep, and he would say, yep, it's still there, Duffy, yep, it's still there. He had every little noise or thing he did, checked it.
Well, a friend of mine years ago.
Speaking of wing wings?
Wing yeah, wings? Speaking of that, they were out in the desert. This was in Wyoming, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
But he got bit in the balls.
By a
snake. And anyway, they didn't have phones at this time, you know, like we do today. And they had a payphone up the road, so he ran up the road and called a doctor and told the doctor what had happened. And he said, "A friend of mine just got bit. What do I gotta do?" And
oh,
he said, "You had to slice where the snake bit and suck out all the
venom."
Venom. And he says, "Well, doctor, what's gonna happen if I don't do that?" He said, "Well, he'll die." So the guy ran back to his friend and told him that what had happened and what the doctor said. He said, "Well, what did the doctor say?" He said, "Well, the doctor said you were going to die." Which I thought was kind of cute.
Yeah, that's funny.
No?
That's funny, yes.
Yeah. 100 of them. We'll be here all week.
Yes. So, yeah, what is a snake guy get up in your...
So whose house are you going to fix next?
No, I'm still doing my brother's yard.
Oh, your brother's yard?
Mm-hmm.
Was he paying you for this at all, or
I volunteered to do all this?
But didn't he feel guilty and say, "Oh,
well, yeah, yeah, he does." Because he's never around, and then he'll see all the stuff that he did. Whoa! Because I said, you know, it's not like he asked me to do all this stuff. I'm not going to say, "Okay, I did all this. Now you need to pay me." You know.
Well, yeah, but I mean, it seems like he'd say, well, since you did all this, here's some money for it.
Yeah. But
now, the first time he asks you, you say, nah, nah. But the second time you say, oh, okay, thanks.
No, it's, I enjoy the, like, before afters, like to transform stuff, something, right. And or repurposing stuff, which I was very proud of myself. My last project, I unburied in his yard, found all these, like, paths.
Dead people?
With, no dead people yet, but just those patio stones, but those bigger ones, like the 12x4s, whatever.
Yeah.
And there was, like, a path of them, so I dug them all up, covered, you know, with grass, and then made an actual little patio out of those stones, and they were, like, colored stones.
Was so he, like, the blue was he impressed about that?
I don't
that?
Know. If I haven't even talked to him since I did that part. But then I'm a little Miss MacGyver. Now I'm finding that there's water issues with drainage and stuff. And so I'm thinking, shoot, I need to figure out how to drain water in there. So I came up with a way.
Put it back like it was. I mean, you should
well,
ask. When you start moving people's rocks.
No, it was.
Or
it was,
balls.
No, it was, it was a problem before. But I kind of did a MacGyver, some kind of like a little drain I made in my portion of it. But whoever had that home before, this is like a 7-year-old house, whatever, you could have different levels of concrete where they did stuff, you know, and so it's like all uneven. So I'm trying to, before I can do stuff, I'm trying to solve some of those issues so it doesn't ruin my work when I'm done. So,
did you ever find your hammer?
Oh, no, my tool belt. No, yeah. I haven't looked again. I will
lost my tool belt.
I didn't lose it. It's either Mark moved it in the garage or it's still over at my brother's.
Well, you should at least look for it.
I will look for it, but I haven't been in his house. I've been working outside.
Okay, so our friend is graduating, is retiring from
From the post office.
Post office. She's licked her last stamp?
Yeah.
And so does that mean that when's her last day?
I think she just had it.
Oh. Well, we should have a party for her, know?
Yes, I will. I say this every time I leave, but ask me if I've actually done it. Send an email to all of our previous cast members. I have good intentions, and then I totally forget until it's time to come back here. Oh, shoot.
Oh, you're going to send a
I'll send people to see if there's a day that works for them.
Why don't you say...
But it's got to be a day that Sophia can be there.
Yeah, and also put in there, we'd like to talk about our idea for a new show, too.
We'll do some brainstorming. It'll be fun, you know, we'll have the party, but we'll also, you know, have some laughs and brainstorming about a show and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, I think people like to get out and actually go somewhere where they can just laugh.
Maybe
can be politically incorrect if they want to. They're in a safe zone with us. We're all we don't get offended very easily.
Yeah.
If I got offended very easily, wouldn't exist anymore.
Well, I better watch my step or what I say.
No, it's people would say, how can you handle that when you talk?
Because I just don't pay attention to it.
No, and it's just like, can you not have a sense of humor or just know shtick or just know someone's personality or just know that it's in jest, it's fun? Why do you have to be offended at
stuff? I've had people ask me that. How do you get away with that? And I said, I really don't get away with it. It's just that I'd be dead if it bothered her. She just ignores me. I'm like a brother to her. Like your brother, you can say something.
I figure if I can exist with him, there's nobody else out there that really can offend me.
And if you knew
her, built up my tolerance.
If you knew her husband, his arms are bigger than my legs, and he's.
I know, but he.
So she'd be afraid to say anything to him anyway, because she knows he'd kill me. So.
Yeah, I don't think so. He'd say.
But we do this. Larry, at how many skits have we had where we've.
Well, we were hosting it, so it seemed like every show you had something
to
do.
I'm sorry.
The opening monologue or whatever it was.
Right.
I was like, okay, you'd have to comment on something. Yes.
The one that I like the best is I said, if I told you you'd have a beautiful body, would you hold it against me? And you said, no. And then you thought about it.
Because I don't have a beautiful body, so you're out of luck.
Yeah, she's way overweight. Her hair, her face.
Everything
about her, I feel sorry. I mean, I felt sorry for the kid ever since I met her.
I know. You look back at the seasons, though, you can just kind of see... You know, like my seasonal depression and different stuff, you know, it would affect kind of like my weight and stuff too. So you say, oh, look, it must be summer. I was,
she went
this,
from,
and that would be, oh, it's winter.
This young lady went from 0 to 10 to 0 to 15.
0 to 10, 0 to 15.
So she gets better looking when she gets older.
When was I a zero when I started?
When you were born.
Oh.
I didn't know you when you were born.
Well, I know, but are you looking at children and... Oh, let's not even get to that. Oh, I was just... I've been watching a lot of these conspiracy videos on TV about, you know, these pedophile rings. And I was watching something about Justin Bieber had some video called Yummy or something, and it had all these, you know, pictures of little babies and stuff. And I'm just like... What's going on there?
What's that guy that was a multimillionaire that used to have sex with all those younger ladies and all that?
Oh, the Jeffrey Epstein?
Yeah,
guy?
And then all these people, they're even saying Biden was part of it.
Well, he's in the news now because of his cohort. She was finally arrested, and she's had been deposed or whatever, and some of her stuff is starting to leak out.
Right, but, even the king of
England. Prince Andrew or something.
Yeah, Andrew.
Yeah, who knows? They said that the report came with a ton of redactions, so there might be a lot of names that they couldn't put out there until there was more evidence or something.
It was like Chuck and what's the other guy's name? Guy that hangs around Pelosi all the time.
Oh, Chuck Schumer and which other one? Oh, yeah, I know you're
Adam
talking about.
West,
oh,
Adam,
Schiff.
What, huh?
Adam West is Batman. Would be Adam Schiff is
yeah,
crazy
Adam Schiff.
Man.
he was part of the team of him, too. So I think it's going to be shut down because there's too many high rollers that.
Well, yeah, they
let.
Have to make sure that there's not a little glitch in the prison system where she, committed suicide, too. You know, they
had
to keep
happen.
Her alive.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I mean, that would be then so suspicious to everybody. They
couldn't
explain
on.
That away. Well, I know people.
You don't think the other one was suspicious?
Oh, yeah. Most reasonable people think, come on, how can all of those things just happen all at once that made it possible for him to kill himself?
Talking about death, have you noticed how many popular people, I mean, have been dying lately?
Some famous people.
I mean, so many famous people have been dying, you know?
I know, we're all getting old.
Yeah. You know, Betty White, I look at, she's almost 100 now.
I was just thinking of her, I was like, that's going to be...
Bless her heart, I hope. But what now, the other guy, he had that big thick mustache and all that, the old man, he died this week. He was, he had a real deep voice. Played a lot of roles.
I can't think of who it is.
I can't think. I just seen it this morning. And I can't think of it.
I know. They come in threes, they say.
Yeah. Well, I think it's been six.
Well, there's two sets of threes, Larry.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Two sets of threes.
Yeah, I know.
And that was a good comeback.
Mm-hmm.
Really good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I don't know if people then are just been, the one who had gotten, talk about Kane. Herman Cain.
Herman Cain, yeah.
Yeah, who had complications from COVID, too. And
you know, a lot of people are, even these people that have been dying with the COVID, it's just sad.
I know, it's such a bizarre thing, too. Like I said, like a friend who's has it, keeps getting it, and doesn't get over it, and gets all these different symptoms, although she had a compromised immune system from having had chemo treatment, whatever. But it's like it gets into like your nervous system, it gets into your autoimmune system. It's weird, and it's just, you know, they don't know enough about it to know, does it stay in your system like the herpes virus that has the chicken pox herpes too, but like the chicken pox virus, you know, that stays in your system forever and it can come out with shingles. Could this be a virus that once you have it, it's dormant somewhere in your system and can just
could be.
Reappear?
But you know, even how many people are dying from this and you just wonder, you know, it's like, I always wear a mask when I go someplace. Mm-hmm. Now I know it's law, but I did it before that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's sometimes, like today, I shook hands with a person. I put my hand out, he shook my hand, and right when that happened, it was like, But I had a party this weekend, and not one person had a mask on.
You're outside.
Well, we were outside.
You
weren't
like
still,
hugging and kissing
no,
each other.
No, not at all. But you still wonder about that. Now I got to wait 2 weeks to see if anything. Well, you do. You just 2 weeks.
You had to self quarantine.
Yeah.
Still, yeah.
But yeah, it's sad that this is all going on. Here's school's coming on. I mean, this thing really has kicked the hell out of everybody, you know? It's
well, yeah, and it's just totally destroyed the and it's destroyed the economy, which is devastating for families too.
Oh,
even
yeah.
if
you
they
go to the store and these big stores, they're
empty shelves,
you know?
Or there's signs.
How
that
long
say,
was it that you had to use your old underwear to wipe your butt? So, you know what I mean?
I'm just saying.
They
didn't come into play with me. No, I still didn't run out of toilet paper, and I had all those disinfecting wipes
before
this happened. And so it's lasted me out. So these people who are stocking up with a ton, I'm thinking they probably got a good year and a half stock, because I'm still going with the stuff that I had gotten. Excuse me. And so it lasts a while. Excuse me. I keep my crystal lights coming up. No, I kind of lost my train of thought.
Oh, you know, I need a drink, too. What
No, but just how the economy has, like, affected everybody, too. Or, like you said, in the grocery stores, I'd see stuff up kind of emptier shelves, and there would be, like, a sign that would say, you know, due to the, this is very a popular item, you know, only one per customer or one per household, because I'm sure mom comes in with six kids and says, okay, you get one, and the store's like, no, not gonna buy.
I walked into the bank. This woman has the personality of an eggplant, right? I went up to my teller that I use all the time, and I had my mask and I said, I'm here to rob you. Well, right then, the woman knew who I was. So she had to give me about a 3-minute speech on how awful that is that I would do that and blah, blah, blah. And I'm going, oh, lady, shut the hell up. You know, it was a joke, you know. But there's some things you can't joke about. Well, I understand that, but come on.
I always feel like Billy the Kid when I'm getting ready to go into the store.
Yeah, put on your mask.
Yeah, it's a good way to hide.
It is. But stop and think. You could put on a coat or hat that comes down over your face and then that mask and walk into it, and they wouldn't look twice. And you could say, this is a holdup. Here's the bag. Put all the money in it. And if you ring that button down there, this bomb that I've had made up, which is a bar of soap and a bag, that makes me think, too.
Somebody on Facebook, a friend of mine, and must be lives up north or on a lake or something, and there must be a lot of people with boats, and they'll have put some election signs out. And I guess he had a Trump sign or something out, and he just so happened to be walking by and saw in broad daylight some girl come up and steal his sign. And so he's like, he went out and started chasing her, you know, down the street, and then she gets into a van with her dad in there, and the dad's saying, oh, yeah, kids do stupid things. And then they drive off. So you're thinking, all right, here's a grown man.
Did
sending
he let
out
her
his
keep the kid?
No, he got his sign back. But now he put on there, you are on camera, or something on his sign. That you're teaching kids a really young age that you can just steal people's property?
Oh, there was one on the news that was sad. This girl had a bear, you know, one of them bears that are made up, you know, they make your bear that talks.
Oh, yeah, a Build-A-Bear type of thing.
A Build-A-Bear.
Okay.
Well, anyway, this bear had her mother's voice in it, and her mother had passed away, and somebody come and stole that bear, and they tried to get it back, so they somebody with some money put up a $5,000 reward, no questions asked. Well, this one guy brought and says, I found this in the dump, and I heard the broadcast and all that. Now, if he said, no, you don't have to pay me, it would have been good, but he took the money. But then she had it back. But isn't that sad that people do these things, you know? In times of these problems that we're having, people bring on more problems, you know? It just doesn't make sense
to
me. But
it's all about the love of money, and greed is really the cause to almost all of the problems in this world. It's people trying to get money, trying to get power with money, you know, stealing,
robbing, killing.
And just it's crazy. You've got like these drug lords and stuff selling drugs and everything.
Look at all the con jobs they got over the phone nowadays, you know.
Well, I keep getting one. Apparently I have got a student loan that I don't know about.
Yeah, mine. Congratulations, your student loan can be paid off.
I didn't ever have one, but I graduated quite a few years ago. So if I hadn't paid it off now, it's like, whoa.
Well, I had a credit card that's got over $3,500 worth of it that I'm fighting with the bank because I never put in. I never, you know.
Yeah, it's so easy for them.
Oh, it's just they get your number and all that, and you're done, you know. So. Yeah,
especially in the phishings and in the emails, it's like, or people will send me in a Facebook Messenger like a video. It's like, I'm sorry, I'm not going to open any of this kind of stuff that anybody sends me because a lot of chances are that they were either hacked and just like some random person. I've never talked to you before.
1,200 emails. I had 1,200 emails, and I'm not kidding you. I think probably 100 were for me. The rest were just junk, and you just get so tired of that. So you got to get up there and get them off before they get that.
Yeah, but I was starting to go through and unsubscribing to a whole bunch of ones that I was getting.
Oh, yeah?
I just wanted like open my mail and it's all relevant stuff rather than delete. Oh, okay, that's
well.
Something.
I used to get mad at all these people, you know, and I think, okay, you want to play games? I'll play games. Oh, what? I get how much? Oh, that's fantastic. What have I got to do? Oh, that's just so great, you know, and let them go on and go on. And then at the end, I go, nah, I changed my mind. I hang up. So if they want to try to make their money that way, they're going to have to work with me.
Well, they also think that we're all very
stupid.
Stupid,
especially
because
when the guy said, "Hello, is this Larry's Fountain? This is American Express."
No, American I'm getting Express. It now. Where they'll leave voicemails saying, "You have not responded. I sent, you know, a couple of weeks ago something, and you haven't responded. So I was following up with a phone call." It's like, no, no, you didn't.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Or you requested something, and it's like, no, I didn't.
And I don't know, how many times have you got that somebody's going to give you a new warranty for your car?
Isn't that
a horrible one? I mean, that one's on 50 times a day.
Speaking of which, for 2 years now, Subaru's been after me for a recall thing. And they keep sending me stuff. The shops are open, you know.
Should get your recall.
I know. It's just
laziness, that's what it is.
Well, it's just inconvenient.
You'd get there and start working on the building, and they'll get mad at you.
Yeah, so I'll have to see if it's how long of a job it is, if I could drop it off, or it's something to do with the passenger airbag. Who cares in the passenger seat of my car?
Right. Let's talk about any jobs you got, any TV shows you got?
I've got an audition I got to do today. I didn't even notice. I tried to straighten my hair before I came here just to see a different look
Have you got any of those you've done lately?
I haven't heard back on a lot of them.
A lot of them take a year, 6 months sometimes.
They're not going to film until, well, now it is August. Submitted for that if it's in Chicago. When's the 7th? Is that like a Thursday or Friday? That's a possibility. But I have got another one that I need to do today that would shoot in Detroit area. It was for car, truck. I'm trying to remember which one it was. But it's supposed to be, they wanted the people to be more like J. Crew, you know, kind of a upscale but outdoorsy kind of a look. So I'm thinking, I'll look through my wardrobe, see what I look to kind of pull off.
Hot pants.
Okay.
Short top.
Okay.
Hair down.
Okay.
That's you, girl, all the way.
All right. Then what about on my feet?
On your feet?
Uh-huh.
The shoes you got right now. Yep.
Okay.
Because it shows your feet.
All right. I will try that on. I'll take a picture, do a video in that outfit, and I'll send it to you.
If you ever want me to direct you, I'll do that. You know, I'm serious. I told you 100 times you should make up a little website with just your little ads on, and when you go to these places, put on and have a card with the website on, so they could come up and see some of the acting you've done, some of the, you know, might take them a month to do it, and like, not every day, but do it to where, but that's, that I'm telling you, that's where.
Well, they say to have clips
ready
that are like 15-second clips, but that are a variety. So let's say you're having, they're looking for someone to play a school teacher or some kind of thing. And you might have a clip where, you know, you know, it kind of fits that bill.
The problem,
or a doctor.
See, the problem with that is you're doing everything. You're doing the filming, you're doing the directing, you're doing
no, but
the thing.
But pulling it from stuff that you've already done.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, pulling it from stuff that you've already done.
Oh, okay.
And just
that makes
little
sense
clips
too,
and whatever, yeah.
Things, real ones that you've
yeah,
already
because
done.
Yeah, because... You know, if they've got like 100 videos to look at, do you think they're going to sit and for 2 minutes and watch
every one
whole
of them,
video?
Yeah.
No.
Well, curious.
So it's going to be like they'll look for 15 seconds. They'll get an idea if they want to continue on.
Well, every day there for a while. Every time I got up in the morning, it was like I turned on the TV and there you are doing a commercial. That one didn't run this year. That ran for the last 3 years was the one with the flowers.
The, yes,
that you
the
did
the
flowers.
One.
And then you did the one of the gambling.
Well, it's probably
casino
because of the COVID thing. Yeah. What's that?
The gambling casino.
Oh,
that
yeah.
ran too. Then you had one other one.
I haven't seen that one. I wanted to see that one with the.
You did another one. I forget.
That I did with a another woman where we were like supposed to be going cherry picking or whatever. We're driving around. We had a convertible and going to these different stands and stuff. I never saw that one. I don't know if they ever put them out on YouTube or someplace. Like, I've never seen most of the commercials that you've seen. I remember doing them,
yeah,
but I don't know what they turned out
well,
like.
I hope you remember doing them.
I don't always know.
Oh, really?
Somebody
say, oh, yeah, I didn't remember that.
I totally
one.
Forgot.
Well, there for a while you were doing so many.
Oh, I was. I was doing, I had one, a couple of fellas who had their own marketing type of place, and so I was always the go-to person for the female in all their commercials. So,
hey, by the way, what I was talking about, what do you think about giving that guy our show to do down in Detroit? The only thing of it is, I'd have to get people to sell ads down there so we could make some money off
doing.
Of
you've got to be kidding me, or
yeah,
a new show?
You've got to be kidding me.
Oh,
he might even do our old, our new show too.
I don't know. I don't know much about how.
I'm just
that
getting
always...
so old to do, you know.
No, it's maybe it's not a matter of you have to get the.
Well, yeah, I get somebody else to do it, you know.
Or even though the people that air it, you know, in lieu of.
And we take a percentage.
Know, yeah, or some type
you know
of
that
thing.
Might be something to talk to them about. Yeah.
Make it easy.
Hey, did you talk to?
Nope.
Our girl, I left a. I sent her an email, but I didn't get anything back from her.
Which girl? Audra.
Audra.
No. I'll reach out to her, too, about the party and everything.
Yeah, Randy's got to come over to my house, too, and fix one of my...
Did he put a screw through a wall that pops out on the other side?
He did. he put two of them, and it went through. But that's all fixed. He came back and fixed it all. Randy did a good job for us. It took a long time, but he did a good job. I'd recommend him to do that.
Yeah. Well, I found that now...
And he loves to sing doing his work.
So. That from all the things that I've learned just by doing, especially at my brother's house, because I had a lot of things that had to be updated or that were, like, rotted or rotten and had to, you know, totally replace and fix... Then I come around to my house, and all these things that I've been procrastinating, it like bothered me. I'm thinking, oh, I know, I can fix that. You know,
yeah,
it's just like all of a sudden I'm just like, I just need to go, get a little L bracket, and I've got
a like
drill.
It's like painting. It's like painting. My wife is a professional painter. I mean, I'm not kidding you. She's not really a professional painter, but
she plays one on TV.
Yeah. But she can do, I mean, it's like she did our trim this weekend for me, because we got a new bathroom door.
Mm-hmm.
And she painted all the trim for me to put up. But the house, she painted the whole house. There was three colors, one for the living room, one for the dining room, one for the kitchen and all that. But she just is an expert painter. She does better than anybody I've seen. And I
got really good eyesight, you know. So
you should, when you retire from Steelcase, if you ever want a part-time job, you could probably do painting because you love doing it. Mm-hmm. And she would make a good painter too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how long? What time did we plan on leaving here?
I know you're always. He's always comes here and he's like, "This is boring. Can we go home?"
It's boring.
So, Larry, if you don't want to do these podcasts anymore, if you don't want to sit and chat with me for more than 15 minutes.
I love chatting. It's 15. We've been 45 so far.
No, we haven't.
It's quarter to 12.
I know, but we didn't start till later.
But we started at 10:30, and then we just got, it was 10 to 11.
No.
So it's almost been an hour.
I guess we'll see on the ticker count when we're done.
Yeah, there you go. No, I love being here with you and talking to you and seeing you. My best friend, yeah, absolutely.
All right.
And we get to talk about our stuff about our new show coming up.
Right,
here.
Yeah.
I keep wanting to
do. Which you still don't completely understand.
You know what I'd like to do? Next week on our podcast,
okay.
Let's do, I'll say something, and then you go with it, and
then I'll
say something, you know.
All right, yeah.
And I'll bring up a thing like.
Yeah, I'll pretend that like you are trying to BS somebody, and I'm just going along with you and helping you along type of a thing.
God, there was a movie I just watched that they did that in. Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
I can't think of the name of it, but he
well,
was
that's, a, oh, that was one of the auditions that I had.
He had to do a, he was a, what was he? Oh, I don't know, what was it, real estate or something like that he was in. And his girlfriend, he was a con man.
Mm.
So his girlfriend was out with him, and this guy tried to pick his girlfriend up. So what he did was when she's talking to him, he come up and started talking to her, and they started ad-libbing, and all of a sudden they walked out and they had $8,000 of his money. So,
yes, you hear about those. No, I had the short little audition. I don't know if I'm going to be bursting a bubble for a lot of people, but I was totally oblivious to this. But they have
there is no Santa Claus.
On, you know, radio stations, a lot of times I think it's like the morning shows. I think Ryan Seacrest kind of has one of these things where supposedly listeners, you know, write in and have a dilemma or some kind of a thing, and then they put it on the air, and then they call the person that they're having an issue with, and then get them on the phone, and they kind of have a little dispute or something on the air. Those are all actors that do those. They're not really listeners.
Well,
and
yeah.
So my audition was, I had, they gave me like a scenario, and another guy who was auditioning, who knows where in the country he was, and had to give us a scenario and pretend this was a thing on the air and just improvise this whole thing. And so that was pretty funny. So I guess what they do is they just have it's a company that just has like a collection of actors on standby type of thing. And when they need them, you know,
remember
they just
when I did my dentist was on our TV show.
Oh yeah.
We had a show. This guy was playing, he was getting questioned by,
right,
by you and somebody else.
Yeah.
And
we took
he had
him
a
with
toothache it. And he couldn't talk. And you came up with the idea. I got an idea. Let's take him to a dentist and have the dentist talk to him. So we took him to my dentist.
Dentist could understand.
My real dentist. And the guy sat in the chair, mm-hmm, and they questioned him, and he's...
He could interpret
and then
it or whatever.
The doctor was interpreting what he said. That was kind of funny.
Yeah, I forgot about that one.
Then we had good cop and not bad cop, but mm-hmm, good cop. And can I say the word gay cop now? Is it still fun? I don't know. It'd probably still be funny,
It was funny. Yeah, we've done a lot of spoofs off from crime shows and stuff, too.
Yeah, I saw them things were a lot of fun.
I know.
So next week, let's do here on our cop, let's do, what do we want to start off with just so that we can think about it during the week and come up so we're not dumbfounded?
Well, you think I'm going to remember what I say today? I'm going to remember
no,
it a week
no,
from
not
now?
Even say it. Just get
be,
an idea and then
thinking about it.
Think about it. We could talk about sex.
No, I was just going to say, I've got myself on a brain supplement. Let's see if that helps me at all.
Oh, I like the one where my friend told me that she was on a new pill that helps her her memory. And mm-hmm. I said, what's the name of it? And she said she forgot.
I know. That's
I
exactly
thought that was
too.
A bad that's, investment.
I know. Exactly.
That was kind of funny,
long?
Though.
Yes.
So. But yeah. What could we think about? What could we say?
Well,
do we
knows?
Want to make it funny? Do we want to make it a mystery? Do we want to make
I
it?
I think that we always have to just be...
Dirty? Could we? No.
I think we all should just be dirty. No, it should always be relevant and current. So we really don't know what's going to be happening or what's going to happen during the week in the news or with us, so that it's always spontaneous and fresh each
well,
podcast.
No, but I want to make it like a
scripted.
But
at
are
all.
We going to be? Is it going to be a mystery? Is it going to be funny?
Oh, our TV show.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant our next week's podcast.
Yeah, that's what we're going to do, not our next week podcast. We're going to do something that's going to be from our new show that we're going to put in our new show.
Oh, some kind of improvisation. Okay,
yeah.
I'll come up with, okay, I'll
Why do
come
you
up
have to
with,
come with it? Why can't I come up with it?
You can come up with it, and I'll just go along with it.
Or you come up with it, and I'll go along with it.
Whatever works.
Why don't we talk about...
We both are improvising two totally different things, and they're totally unrelated.
That would be fun. Let's do that.
You're talking, and I'm totally talking about something totally different.
Yeah, I'll ask
like,
you questions.
Like normally, like you were off on two different tangents. So.
Oh, we all have done that.
Yes.
Don't we?
Yeah. All right, we can see.
Okay, are we just going to think about it? Do I text you when I come up with an idea, or you text me when you come up
well,
with an idea?
Well, if I want
so
to
I
be.
So I can think about it.
If I want to be a true improvisational artist, I should know what it was, and I just put on the spot. You just start it, and I just have to. That's what I had to do on this show. I had to. This was my scenario. You just discover a pair of women's underwear under your boyfriend's bed.
I don't have a boyfriend.
And then I
that
had
would be,
to come
that
up
would be
with,
weird
the,
for me
with the
a
thing and come yeah. up with that scenario, and then.
Well, what about we have a show like to tell the truth? So I look at you and say, Carrie, were you a virgin when you got married?
Oh, you know what it could be
what?
Is you'd be asking
See, I can
questions.
Say anything and it just goes in her head. And
I know. No, I was going to say yeah. you could be asking questions and I could, you don't know if I'm answering honestly or.
To tell the truth?
Yeah. And so you won't know for sure if I'm telling the truth or if I'm just making up a lie.
A lie.
Yeah.
Very interesting. You go to hell for lying, you know. Just like
no,
you, do
you
for
don't.
Yes,
no,
you do.
No, you don't.
Excuse me? Well, mine don't because I've been forgiven
for
my sins.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
There's some people out there, you better thinking. Let's do that next week, though. Why don't we do it when we first start out so...
People don't know that we're improvising?
Yeah. And people don't know it.
Okay.
Let's do it where we get in an argument.
You've tried this before, but I'll go with it. Really,
well, yeah,
time.
But I do, and then you try to be sweet again.
Well,
and, oh,
I didn't
Larry,
want.
I didn't want to do that. I didn't want you.
I didn't
do
want
that.
It to look contrived, like all of a sudden Carrie's out of her character and just being.
No,
it
no, it's
a,
you
but
don't
so
have
I,
to be
mine
out of your
was
character.
Just kind of being a buildup of being irritated.
I could say something like, "Hey, you know, I met one of your boyfriends that you went to school with."
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean? Yeah, I was.
I know you're lying because I had no boyfriends.
You had no boyfriends?
See,
okay, girlfriend then,
but, no,
you know,
you
nowadays,
see,
girlfriend.
See, that's what you do, and then you'd have to be kind of, you know, going off on what I'm telling you and back and forth, and so your, whatever your lie is has
see,
to
you
keep
can't
spinning.
Tell, you can't talk about, like, I could say to you, Carrie, have you ever been a lesbian?
I was once in college. I told you about my roommate. See, I could play off, do anything. You know?
Yeah, but you didn't. Oh, you did.
No, but I'm just saying, you wouldn't know. I can play off, and the audience wouldn't know I'm acting.
Right. Right.
So that's what it would be. So you wouldn't know if I'm actually telling
yeah,
the truth
I'd start
or just
sweating
acting.
And everything. Yeah, you know.
Well,
I wouldn't know what to do.
I know. That's
so, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to our show. I'm glad you enjoyed it. Well, for the people that stuck with it, mm-hmm. And we'll see you next week.
Yes,
same
and I
time.
May or may not be a lesbian acrobat. Who knows? Because I'm going to be improvising and lying my face off.
Lying.
Well, that's kind of what
oh,
we're
you
doing.
Oh, you never were a lesbian? I thought you were there for a while. I thought you tried it, and then you liked it for a while, but then you quit. No?
We will figure
Talk about
out
that
character
next week.
Next week, yes.
Now nobody will listen to the show because they're saying, oh, I don't want to listen to that.
I know.
How dare
well,
them talk
to me
about
acting.
People?
They'll see if I'm a good actress or not. If they believe me, oh, then, I'm like, then I'm going to have to do all this apology.
No, you're a great actor.
So that they'll say, no, I was just acting. It was fake. It was acting. Yes.
Well, I've got to go to the bank.
All right, you go to the bank. You got I've a bunch got of errands to run. To,
yeah, I'm
I
going
got an
fishing
audition
tonight.
I got to do.
So.
And if it doesn't rain, I'll go do some more, run to my brother's. I went to go there after I was painting, and then it started to rain. I'm like, okay, well, I guess I'm not painting this patio.
Well, next week, or this week, we're going to have some 75 and 80 degree, which
is nice and mild. It's good.
So, but it's going to be
warm on the weekend.
Well, if you want to come swimming, you're more than happy to. Okay. You can bring what's her face.
I know. That's what I was say. She was just talking about like pools not being opened yet. I said, well, Larry's got a pool. She goes, I forgot about that.
Yeah. Why don't you come over once in a while? You know.
Yep.
Sandra's there too, so she'll be swimming with you.
Mm-hmm.
So, Sandra's my wife.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I will take a note and I will get with Sophia first to find out what day works for her, and then see if other people can all come.
Let's have Sophia on it, and she could be part of our little skit.
Oh, for next week?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, she's retired.
Yeah.
Maybe she
could. You want to do that?
Yeah, we'll see if she's available, yeah.
Well, thank you for listening. I hope you did anyway. Don't feel sorry for us. Just watch the prop. Sometimes you could laugh, sometimes it's dull. But the times that are dull, that's the time to go take a leak or do whatever you want to get, something to eat.
Grab a snack. Yeah. But don't eat those nuts off a squirrel. Those aren't the same kind of.
Our new philosophy, do not eat the nuts off a squirrel.
You leave that to the other male squirrels.
Right.
Oh,
and just remember,
go,
if your mother
up.
Didn't have any kids, you won't either.
Exactly.
So.
All right.
And goodbye. Happy birthday.
And
Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
The opinions expressed in the preceding program are those of the producer and not necessarily those of WKTV Community Media.